call Mr. Bill Brownlee. And we also have a request. Mr. Brownlee will be testifying about the community infrastructure district, the CID, which he mentioned last time, further in response to your questions about financing.
Okay.
And as part of that testimony, he intends to offer a letter that was written to him from an expert who we have in the room, a Mr. Carter Froelich. And it so happens that Mr. Froelich is here today. He was the author of that letter. And it, rather than have the letter be offered as something that Mr. Brownlee received from his consultant, we would prefer just to call Mr. Froelich. I recognize that he has not been designated or previously identified. But he is an expert on the financing through community investment infrastructure district mechanisms, and we would like to call him just to get that his letter in and have him explain what these things are.
Okay. Mr. Froelich?
Yes, sir.
You'll come forward, please. Please raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter.
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Please state and spell your name and give your address.
My name is Carter Froelich. The last name is spelled F-R-O-E-L-I-C-H. 950 West Bannock, Suite 1100.
In
Boise, Idaho.
And what is your education?
I have a BA in Business Economics from UC Santa Barbara. I have a Master's of Real Estate Development from the University of Southern California. I'm also a certified public accountant in the states of Arizona and California. And I'm a former state certified real estate appraiser in the state of Arizona.
Do you have any experience with bond financing for real estate development projects?
Yes, I do. Our firm, the Development Planning and Financing Group, has been involved in tax-exempt bond financings for the professionals in our firm for over 25 years. We've been involved in financings related to 2,000 projects around the United States and the issuance of in excess of about $15 billion worth of bonds.
That's $15 billion with a B?
Billion with a B, correct, sir.
What does your company do exactly?
Our firm is a full-service real estate consulting firm. We work primarily with the private sector in the planning, implementation, and administration of special taxing districts throughout the country.
Do these special taxing districts issue tax-exempt bonds?
Yes, they do.
And what are they tax-exempt on, a state level, a federal level?
Both state and federal.
And how are these bonds authorized? By state law, federal law, how?
That's a somewhat of a loaded question, but this type of bond financing is allowed through federal tax codes, but each of the states in which we perform work has enacted enabling legislation to allow this type of financing to take place within the state.
And is tax-exempt bonding for these kinds of projects a specialty of yours?
It is.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we would ask that Mr. Froelich be recognized as an expert in this area, bond financing for land development projects.
Okay. Mr. Thornton?
I just need to ask him if your 401s like mine have turned into 201s. Yeah, I'd be not an expert. Yeah, I'd be not an expert.
Mr. Smith?
None.
Mr. Edwards? So recognized.
Mr. Froelich, the community infrastructure district is what Mr. Brownlee mentioned during his testimony recently. Could you explain what that is and how financing works with a CID mechanism?
A CID is a separate political subdivision, separate and distinct from the jurisdiction in which it's established. It's a separate political subdivision that is enabled to issue tax-exempt bonds to finance the construction, or acquisition of eligible public infrastructure. In the state of Idaho, that would be water improvements, sewer improvements, roadways, drainage, police facilities, fire facilities, public recreational facilities, impact fees, real property interests, et cetera, related to public infrastructure.
Does the state of Idaho have a statute authorizing this?
Yes, the state of Idaho passed its Community Infrastructure District Act in 2008, and it became law July the 1st, 2000.
What are CIDs typically used for?
In our experience, CIDs or other types of special taxing district financing are utilized for the construction of primarily the backbone infrastructure related to large master plan communities, although they can be used for smaller communities as well.
And is it a fact then that the interest payments on these bonds to the bondholders are exempt from federal and state taxation?
Correct.
Is it your experience that these bonds are fairly attractive to a variety of investors?
Yes, they are.
What's your involvement with M3 Eagles project, sir?
We were initially brought on board to assist in the drafting of the CID legislation with other representatives from the legal community that are part of M3's team. We were also involved in the lobbying of that statute, the CID statute. Subsequent to the passage of the legislation, we have been involved in the planning, if you will, of the CID. We've assisted in putting together a CID draft application for the City of Eagle. We've also drafted numerous documents related to the formation of the district. Once the M3 Eagle project has been annexed into the city boundaries, meaning the City of Eagle.
So I take it from your answer that M3 Eagle has taken significant steps toward the creation of a CID to fund infrastructure at the M3 Eagle project. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you've helped them do this?
That is correct.
How, in your opinion, would the CID's existence affect the M3 Eagle's project, the M3 Eagle project's ability to attract additional debt or equity financing?
In our experience, the existence of special taxing districts is a plus for a project. A lot of times the third-party lenders or equity partners, whether debt or equity, look at this as an additional repayment source for any funds that they would be advancing to the project.
So it is a positive?
Absolutely.
Does it make it more likely that the project will be financed and built overall, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it does.
Has that been your experience working around the country for the with these kinds of projects?
Yes, it is.
And where, can you just give us an idea of where you've worked on these projects using CIDs?
Yeah, our firm has offices in California, Nevada, Arizona, obviously here in Idaho, Texas and Florida, and the majority of the 2,000 districts that we've established over the course of doing business have been in those states.
How does M3 Eagle compare to the other projects that you have worked with in terms of its size, program planning that it has undertaken, the expertise of its management team, and so forth?
In relation to the project, this is very typical of the size of projects that we get involved in. We've been involved with projects anywhere from 1,000 to 56,000 acres, so this fits well within those parameters. The planning that we've seen and the management of M3, I would have to rate them on the top 5 or 10%. Obviously, they're very professional. Everything has been very planned, very methodical, and so it's been very nice working with them as we've been able to move this process forward.
What is your firm's view of M3 companies, the the one of the partners here, M3 Company's track record and reputation in the development business?
Well, obviously they've done some projects in the state of Arizona that we're familiar with. We didn't actually work on them, but they've been very well received by the market. I understand there's also an additional project that they have in Colorado where they have not been involved. But from everything that we have seen, we have not heard anything derogatory or, we've just heard nothing but good things.
With regard to the M3 CID's likelihood of success, how important is it that M3 Eagle owns the land free and clear at this stage?
Well, especially in economic times that we're going through, it's a huge thing to have no debt on the property. Not all of my clients are as lucky as M3, but it is, here again, it's another one of the factors that the financial institutions are going to take a look at, as well as the bond underwriters, because there's less stress on the project. And so when it comes for us to go forward and issue debt, it's definitely a positive.
Have you worked with other developments that have not had that benefit, that is, have had leveraged land or land on which they had debt?
Yes, I have.
Have they been successful?
Some of them have, and some of them have not.
What is your view of M3's financial structure?
Well, I've been able to take a look at some of the financial statements of their financial partner. They have a very, very strong financial partner behind them. So that, here again, is a very strong positive as it relates to the project going forward.
The land that they own, the 6,000 acres for this project, that has value too, obviously, correct?
Correct.
You've calculated that?
Yeah. But I have not gone back to look at the value of that property.
What is your experience dealing with the City of Eagle in this project?
My experience in dealing with the City of Eagle has primarily been with the city attorney, and there have been some other public works folks in a couple of the meetings that I have been involved. Every indication that we have is that the city is willing to go forward with the establishment of the district. We've had cursory reviews of some of the documents and questions put back to us, which we have responded to, and based on every indication that I have been given, there's no reason to anticipate that a CID would not be established.
Mr. Froelich, I'm having handed to you a letter on your company's letterhead from you to Mr. Brownlee, dated July 21st, 2009. You recognize this, and can you tell us what it is, please?
Yes, I do. This is a letter that was written by me really to provide information related to community infrastructure districts, eligible infrastructure, why this type of district is, why we're starting to see more and more of it around the country, why it's important, and the status of the work that we have done in relation to the M3CID. There's also on the back of it an estimate of cost prepared by Stanley Consultants related to the construction costs that are anticipated for the M3 project, as well as those costs we feel are eligible for CID infrastructure financing.
Mr. Froelich, does this July 21st letter fairly summarize the salient features of the M3 CID proposal?
Yes, it does.
We offer this as exhibit
83.
Yes, 83.
Exhibit 83, please.
Objection to the admission?
No. Sorry.
Mr. Smith?
No objection.
Mr. Edwards? Document marked as Exhibit 83 received in evidence.
Mr. Froelich, you mentioned, I note, water facilities and in this letter and water supply. What is the importance of the water supply question in your business, in the CID financing business?
Well, obviously, water is important. Without water, you're not able to build houses. And going after water for the entire project is important because now we're able to demonstrate that not only can we build infrastructure and pay through that for the bonds, because a lot of this infrastructure that we're going to be constructing up front will be repaid through later phases. For instance, a wastewater treatment plant is a good example of that. It will serve not only the first phase, but later phases as well. We need to be able to demonstrate that we will be able to build out those final phases, that there will be water provided, that the water will be coming back to the wastewater treatment plant, that we can sell lots, et cetera. And this is one of the first questions that bondholders want to know. Does the project have water? And because that is one of the precursors for going forward with development.
Mr. Froelich, in your opinion, what is the probability of success of the M3 Eagle CID bond issuance?
It is my opinion that we will form the district and then we will be going forward issuing debt. And I don't see anything that would lead me to believe otherwise.
With regard to your dealings with the city, you note that you have submitted some applications there. So this, is it fair to say that this process is on track, that M3 Eagle has taken steps to put into motion the implementation of the CID project?
Absolutely.
We have, maybe one further question. In comparison to the other projects that you've worked on involving establishing CIDs, how does this stack up as it's getting started here? Is it running into problems? Are you seeing pushback from the city? Is there anything from the bond market that you see as a problem? How does this stack up?
Well, in my experience, the process to date has been going fairly smoothly in terms of the working relationship with the city. And so from that perspective, I think it's very positive. Obviously, the bond markets, just like all financial markets, have been stressed of late. However, what we're seeing is that the bond markets are recovering and interest rates are dropping and they're heading in the right direction. So we look very favorable going forward.
Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Thornton? Oh, I also want to do something extraordinary at this point. I have one question for Mr. Froelich before we start. Mr. Froelich, you referred in your testimony to reviewing the financial position of a financial partner in the M3 Eagle LLC, and that this financial partner has a strong financial position. Can you identify that financial partner?
The Dallas Pension Fund, the Dallas Police and Fire.
Okay.
Correct.
The reason that I asked that question is because previous examination, there was an attempt to explore the financial position of that partner in the M3 LLC, and there were attempts successfully to keep out that information in the hearing, and I think Mr. Froelich's testimony has opened up that avenue for inquiry, Mr. Faraday. Mr. Thorne.
Appreciate the opportunity to ask questions. I feel we're at a disadvantage. One is being handed this document. I'd sure like to have time to read that over.
I'll give you some time to read it if you want.
Yeah, if I could do that to try to come up with some thoughts or ideas. So
recess for 5 minutes.
And is it, okay, pardon me?